today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. So it's the Mishnah Tes talks that we're continuing to talk about jewelry, and particularly we're going to talk about an earring that hangs off of the ear. So Nezem Shu Asu Kekederim Ilmatim Kadashim Ilmailan. If you have an earring that's like a pot at the bottom, and like an adasha, like a lentil at the top, V'nifrak, and it broke apart, so it's two pieces now, the Kedera and the adasha. Kakedera Tamid, the part that looks like a kedera is tamei mishum kli beis kibul, because it's a kli with a beis kibul. Kadasha tamei b'fnei atzmo, and the part that looks like a lentil is also tamei, because it's also a kli, meaning that part is still attached to the part that goes into the ear, so it's still a functional earring. So if the earring hung down by an inch, now it hangs down by a quarter of an inch, so it's still a functional earring. So no retahara, but the actual hook that goes into the ear is tahar, because it's not, it doesn't have an independent usage. It has to have something hanging from it in order for it to be a functional earring. You don't just put a hook in the ear. Ha'asukim in eshkel v'nifrak. If an earring has a bunch of beads that are clustered together and they came apart, tahar. It's going to be tahar because none of the beads are functional in their own right. Now we move on to the 12th parak of Maseches Kelim. So, says the Mishnah, Tabas Adam Tameya, a ring that a person uses is Tame. Tabas Behemah V'Kelim Mishar Kol Tabas Taharos. But a ring that an animal uses, or a ring for Kelim, or any other type of ring, is Tahar, because it's only going to be Tame if it actually functions on behalf of a person. Koras Achitzim Tameya, a beam that's used as something for target practice when you're shooting darts or arrows is going to be Tame. Mishal Asirin Tahora, but if it's used to hold back prisoners in place, then it's tahar, because it doesn't do anything. It's just something to hold somebody, you know, it's just there so that it's just hard to get past. So, meaning the prisoner's not going to be able to run away because he's got like 100 pounds on his leg. Hakolar tame, but what they put around the prisoner's neck to hold him down is tame, because it's something that the prisoner wears wherever he goes, meaning it's not just something that's blocking him from going, it's something that he carries around with him. Shalshal sheish ba beis ni'ila tameya. If you have a chain with a lock that's attached to a horse's leg, it can become tame because it prevents the horse from getting stolen. Meaning it's like, what do they call those things that they put on tires of cars to make him not move? Hasui l'kfisa tahura. But if the chain was made for tying around a small animal, it's tahur because it's just made to make the animal look nice. And then it's functioning to serve the animal, not the owner. Shalshal shel sitonos tameya. A chain that used by merchants to prevent their measuring cups from getting stolen can become tame, meaning like sometimes they would, when people would measure out the amounts that they're buying, so they would walk away with the measuring cup, so they would chain it down like they do with the Netilas Yadayim cups sometimes. Shabali batim Torah, but if it's used by a balabas, so it's just there as a decorative piece because there's no one that's walking away with his kelim from his house, then it's going to be tahar. Amar Rabbi Yossi Emasai, when do we assume that a balabas is the chain of a balabais is kelim are tahar bizman shu mifteach echad. That's only if it has only one link in the chain, because people wouldn't make a chain out of something like that other than for decoration. Avalim hayushnayim u'shakasha chilazim brosha. But if it was two, or they have a snail that's attached to the end of it, tameya, then it becomes tame because it's meant to prevent it from getting stolen. Let's review what we learned today in the last parak, in the last mishnah of the 11th parak. We spoke about an earring, and we said that there are multiple pieces of a hanging earring, that the kedera part and the adasha part, and each one has its own function, but the tzinora, the actual hook, does not have any function, and is therefore tahar. And if there's a clustered earring, then and it breaks to pieces, so it's tahar, because none of the parts of the cluster are functional in their own right. And then in Parak Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph, we said that a jewelry for a person is tameh, but if it functions for an animal or for a kli, it's going to be tahar. And we went through examples of things that are meant to hold prisoners back, and and chains that hold animals down, and what is tameh and what is not tameh. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis.